rodeo. And I lost my mind somewhere in New Mexico. And T.W. put a snake on my back. I keep a red bone on my side.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Wednesday, June 3rd, 2020. on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. Wild and dystopic ride it is. It really, really is. Even mainstream news is comparing this to The Purge, Another 28 Days, etc. Shouldn't be this way, and it's far from over. Brian, you sent me this email the other day. I believe these are Nikki Rapana's words. I believe that's what that is. Isn't that Nikki Rapana? May 31st. There's the Karl Marx quote. There's only one way in which the murderous death agonies of the old society and the bloody birth throes of the new society can be shortened, simplified, and concentrated, and that way is revolutionary terror. Quote attributed to Karl Marx in 1848. And there is a satanic element, a high-level satanic element. In other words, a very concentrated and coordinated effort to do certain things, to cause people to behave in a certain way. And again, I think of Benjamin Franklin's words, only virtuous people are capable of freedom. As nations become corrupt and vicious, they have more need of masters. And what do we see? Everybody needs masters. You know, the citizens need, they all need masters. And by the way, people have made the distinction. I see on social media threads and so forth, when they see law enforcement, they say, oh, is that a civilian who's armed? Law enforcement is civilians as well. You know, we're all civilians. They are citizens, just like, you know, as one person rightly pointed out, or as I think actually several people have rightly corrected, we are all citizens. Civilian is a military distinction. And people don't realize that they are, you know, I mean, it's telling. People don't make the distinction between military and law enforcement. I think that's telling. It's indicative of other things. So there is an effort to move us all on a continuum. And you can see how, I mean, everyone is basically, like Dave Chappelle said, I mentioned in that interview with Christiane Amanpour, remember when Jon Stewart and Dave Chappelle were interviewed by Christiane Amanpour after touring the world, and Dave Chappelle made that curious remark about how the whole world is drinking from the same ideological trough. That's what this effort that I'm talking about is trying to do, and seems to be succeeding. You know, and everyone needs a master, and who's going to tell us all what to do? I have different takes on all of these things. I don't think that women should be chiefs of police or in law enforcement, quite frankly. I think that's asking for trouble, and in a variety of ways. I don't think women should be in law or in the military. I don't think we should have a permanent standing army. I cringe when I see female chiefs of police and female mayors across the country. No offense to anyone. I just think it invites trouble, my personal opinion. So we all, and there's more, you know, would I be a horrible person for saying that instead of announcing that you're all going to be someplace and I think, you know, overplaying your hand, all of these rednecks showing up. Is it me or is it ironic that a bunch of white people with signs show up to say that Black Lives Matter and they do that outside of a Cracker Barrel? I think it's ironic. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Sardonic humor. I don't know. Would I be a horrible person for saying that I would never advocate violence, but you know, if you had people, I mean, if there are people on rooftops in certain cities, no one knew, undisclosed rooftops, and handing out Darwin Awards, you try to bash a store window in with a skateboard, and, you know, the kind of, you know, people are being killed. Wasn't there a what city was that? Was that Nashville? There was a city back east, I think, that there was a child trapped inside a burning home. An infant, I believe. So if you're going to be doing those kinds of things and someone's, you know, they're essentially snipers on undisclosed rooftops handing out Darwin Awards, congratulations, you win. I bet it would stop. I know, I'm not advocating violence. I'm just saying that would, you know, no three strikes, no warning. You just, if you're going to endanger lives in particular, then you will be stopped immediately. And it's curious, you know, to see largely the stand down of law enforcement over the weekend. And the normalizing of violence, it lends itself to something. And you have to realize that everywhere you look, there's this effort to escalate things. And we have to ask ourselves why. So back to Brian's email and this quote. I think these are Nikki's words. But I think this is the best way to put it right now, the best way to sum it up right now, the situation, and more importantly, how to proceed forward. This reads, these national riots are part of a big plan to destroy our country and bring in the final synthesis called communitarianism. Just like all the measures taken to stop COVID, 2020 is the year they openly plan to implement their new system. Planned. The goal is to cause so much crisis, our people will welcome the perfect quote-unquote solution. Remember the words of Kissinger? We've sort of talked about that. You know, the alleged statement that he made back in the early 90s, Bilderberg, Avion France, the rumor is, you know, the paraphrasing is, right now the people, American people, would never welcome international troops. But a day is coming when they will, you know, basically beg for them in Orwellian fashion. So continuing, this reads, the more we fight or defend a side in the dialectic, the more we help the planners. If this was chess, we'd be in check. Better make our next move a good one, something new and authentic. Because anything we do within the dialectic will put us in checkmate. I couldn't agree more. And that's why I think people need to be thoughtful and intelligent about what's going on. Make no mistake, this is not over. And though, you know, last night was what, Blackout Tuesday, which sounds weird. It has a sort of purge sound to it, I would say. You know, Blackout Tuesday. You know, I went back and revisited Toynbee's study of history and the language issue. I mean, when I think blackout, I don't know. I don't know what you think, but for some of those rednecks in downtown North Idaho, for example, they're probably thinking, you know, 300 AAC, 762, that kind of thing. And again, that's escalatory. I don't think it's an accident. that these things are happening when they're happening. And speaking of that, just to hint ahead a little bit, the Lucius Trust posted that this year, the Festival of Humanity occurs this year on June 5th, which just also happens to be the 52nd anniversary of the assassination of Robert F. Kennedy. And I don't think that's a coincidence. There are some other things, but lots of chaos, lots of confusion, and things that don't make sense. Liz Wheeler, you know, back to the quote before I do this, better make our next move a good one, something new and authentic, because anything we do within the dialectic will put us in checkmate. And everything is, I mean, you can feel the herding, the Rand Corporation game theory herding. Can you feel it? I can feel it. I don't like it. Give you an idea. The oxymoronic nature of what's going on. I don't think that what's, you know, people are saying, oh, well, isn't this great? You know, people are coming out and whatever. No, I'm not encouraged. I think what I see is the worst, demonstrating the worst. I mean, there are some exceptions and, you know, but I'm not, you know, confident. This seems any sort of pause. There are... You know, I don't want to say systemic roots because that's a cliche. That's a bad guy. It's bad guy terminology. But I mean, there are deeper roots to what's going on. People have been groomed in this you know, identity politics and this strange, you can see it. I mean, we're caught up in the arguing, bickering about in the thick of thin things. I think it's ironic, for example, I posted a video, what's it been, 12 years ago? Posted several videos. Went and got the video footage of an incident, you know, Deloitte Scott down in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, disabled Vietnam veteran riding his bike a block from his house and accosted by local law enforcement. Talked about it over the years from time to time. Deloitte's been on this broadcast, and I think Deloitte's life matters. You can, I think you can still watch the video. I should look and see real quick. Let's see. Slow to pull up. Course. Slow. Lagging. Why is that lagging? Anyway, I think it's ironic that happened just blocks from where these protests occurred. Imagine if people came together and were not balkanized and divided into these little camps. Stick around, we'll be right back.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Suddenly everything is slow. Ridiculous. Anyway, the video is titled Outrageous Injustice, Cops at Their Worst, 6+ Tasings. This I posted July 16, 2008 on the Jonah's Gospel YouTube channel. And it includes several comments that tell the story. You can watch for yourself. This is the dash cam video. Conveniently, Officer Jonathan Cantrell's audio apparently was malfunctioning. Even though you can see him touch his ear, why does he do that in the video footage? But it's the dash cam footage from Cruiser P1174. By the way, these police were these officers were profiling essentially some gentlemen returning to a safe house from an AA meeting, and so they pulled them over. The officers, pulled the gentleman returning to the safe house from an AA meeting. They pulled them over, the officers pulled them over in front of the safe house in a routine traffic stop. Next thing you know, the car is completely, essentially the contents of the car are completely emptied. Lloyd happened by on his bicycle, and you can watch the video for yourself within, it's less than 60 seconds. He's asked to show his papers. This was 2000, This was May of 2008, so 12 years ago. Asked to show his papers, and, you know, then he was, because he did not have a forward-emitting light on his bike. This is an adult. He's not a male, he's a man. We're not dehumanizing one another. He's a grown man. If he wants to have a light on his bike, great. If he doesn't and he's endangering himself, well, so be it. But since he didn't have a forward-emitting light on his bike, that was the surreptitious pretext, the excuse that was given for two officers to wrestle him to the ground. Less than 60 seconds after he had been, he thought they were saying hi as he was riding by, and the one officer that motioned to him actually was asking him to stop and show his papers. Lloyd Scott is not black. Does that mean that he doesn't deserve some kind of justice as a result of this malfeasance? This is not an issue that only affects certain people. And I mentioned when I posted that Jonathan Cantrell, Officer Cantrell, was a rookie, class of 07. And I included in discussions about this the Christmas present that the state of Idaho received at the time. Police graduation slogan causes stir. This was a story that ran in the news just a few months after this incident. So that was the incident I described was May 15, 2008. And then this headline, actually, I'm sorry, a few months prior, should say the article ran. And so I'm saying, you know, graduating class, officers like Officer Jonathan Cantrell come out of the Idaho Post Academy, police officer standards and training. And that graduating class had as its slogan, don't suffer from PTSD, go out and cause it. Which is precisely what happened to Deloitte, I would say. So the article reads, Idaho's newest police officers are not being trained to inflict post-traumatic stress, the head of officer training for the state says, despite a slogan to that effect that was featured prominently in the program for the latest police academy graduation. Don't suffer from PTSD, go out and cause it, quote-unquote, urged the slogan, which was printed above the list of 43 graduates of the Idaho Police Officer Standards and Training Academy's last basic academy. That's not something we encourage or condone, said Jeff Black, executive director of the Post Academy. It shouldn't have been there. It shouldn't have been in there. It was inappropriate. But it's telling, isn't it? And this is no accident. You know, we were talking about it at the time, about how a company called the Backup Training LLC was headquartered in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and had bragged itself at the time the world leader in CD-ROM-based law enforcement training. That company was subsequently acquired by Eric Prince in Blackwater, and we found the application for limited liability corporation that was signed by Prince himself in the acquisition that ended up having Blackwater in downtown Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. And it's just sort of emblematic of the militarization and the continuity of government operation that has represented the shift in law enforcement. Stick around, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Issue of racism is important too, but it's not so much racism as classism. I think Tucker Carlson mentioned that the other night. It's a class war that's framed as a race war, and it really is, because when you listen, for example, to what Chris Hedges said, he had some interesting remarks in an interview conversation with Jimmy Dore recently, and I think the way that he put it is very, very accurate, and sheds a great deal of light on the issue. If we're able to step back from our myopia, and it's not, you know, it's not a matter of tribalism so much. You know, that was something that Tucker Carlson and who was he talking to on Monday night? I forget. But he said tribalism is a bad thing, basically, and it's not. You and I may not associate with one another. We may not hang out and spend time together. There's nothing wrong with that. We are all Americans. We may not associate ourselves with one another. There's no reason that we need to, you know, Lark has gone, you know, to great lengths to try to, I always say, you know, we need to define terms. He's gone to great lengths to point out the distinction between enculturation and acculturation. We don't all need to be assimilated into the Borg. We don't all need to hang out with one another. It's perfectly fine and normal not to. It's perfectly fine and normal to be tribal in the sense that, you know, these are the people I enjoy spending time with. These are the people I choose to recreate with and so forth. There's nothing wrong with that. That is normal. And when you try to start manipulating that and telling people that they're wrong for doing that, that's abnormal and that's wrong. And the problem with those statements that were made, and I don't remember the specifics, maybe I'll pull it up. I think it was the Monday conversation, Tucker Carlson. The problem is it drifts toward nationalism. And then suddenly, you know, what's happening in all of this, and including the law enforcement stuff, is that people get sucked into and vacuumed up by this sickness, because we live in a society that does not properly value personal autonomy, personal independence. We used to. It's my understanding. It's unbelievable. I turned 50 this. I will turn 50 later this year, and so I can't believe it's been that long. But I believe that when I was growing up, still a society that valued the autonomy of the individual, and we even celebrated the underdog when the underdog was fighting for what was right. Because isn't that what we're told is in our DNA, so to speak, here in America? Now, there's controversy. I know. Believe me, I say that. I qualify the statement every time. I know. There's controversy. And it's not okay. You know, you have the image of the shirts and things that are floating around, Homeland Security of 1492, that kind of thing. There's controversy, for sure. But that doesn't mean that the idea that all men are created equal, endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among those are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that, you know, to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. Those kinds of things are not bad ideas. But when we are led to deviate from those things, then we start to run into trouble. It's interesting how people are saying, you know, lives matter, you know, I should be able to, essentially saying things that harken back to the Declaration of Independence. You want to say, you know, have you read that recently? So anyway, people are getting vacuumed up in this strong upshift of power, as Dietrich Bonhoeffer talked about, which is accompanied by a corresponding uptick in stupidity. And I would say weakness as well. And what ends up happening is, you know, again, from Hayek's Road to Serfdom, why the worst get on top. The planners, you know, socialists, still hope for the miracle of majorities agreeing on a particular plan for the organization of the whole of society. Others had already learned the lesson in a planned society. The question can no longer be on what do a majority of people agree, but what the largest single group is, whose members agree sufficiently to make unified direction of all affairs possible, semicolon, or, comma, if no such group large enough to enforce its views exists, how it can be created and who will succeed in creating it. Now, that's all I see when I see, you know, the riots that move from East Coast to West Coast, so to speak. And by the time they get close to the Idaho panhandle, suddenly a bunch of rednecks, who are not a well-regulated militia, by the way, show up heavily armed. Doesn't that sound a lot like, I mean, I was saying before the 2016 election, doesn't this sound like Donald Trump? It is then the man or the party who seems strong enough and resolute enough to quote-unquote get things done, who exercises the greatest appeal. Strong in this sense means not merely a numerical majority, It is the ineffectiveness of parliamentary majorities with which people are dissatisfied. What they will seek is somebody with such solid support as to inspire confidence that he can carry out whatever he wants. That's not a good thing, particularly in America. The representative republic was, you know, it's my understanding, the idea was that the representative republic was supposed to champion the voice of the little guy and protect the little guy from these kinds of mobs. Because like John Adams said, there was never a democracy as a form of government, that is, yet which did not waste, exhaust, and murder itself. And I think there's a literal application in the concept of it murdering itself. Are we starting to kind of get a sense of that? So, you know, this mob, if no such group large enough to enforce its views exists, how can it be created and who will succeed in creating it? Well, that's what's happening. In accordance with the Lucius Trust agenda, you know, the work of the hierarchy. I keep thinking of Gary Kaw's mentioning of the work of the hierarchy, that excerpt that I've read several times. You know, I was in dialogue with a friend yesterday, and, you know, I said, basically, the old stuff is all the best stuff. All those guys that warned us so many decades now ago, that was all the best stuff. And it reminds me of this work of the hierarchy quote, where in early stages of this work of the hierarchy, it is generally considered radical and even revolutionary and often meets determined opposition. But as we get into this weird gray area that we're in now, where things used to be black and white, we used to live by the character ethic, to make the distinction, as Stephen Covey put it, the character ethic, this is right, this is wrong, you know, it's just that simple, this is how we act. You know, now we're just so far, we're so unhinged. All of us are using foul language to make a righteous point, which, you know, is an oxymoron. We need to set the emotion aside and stop being whipped up into a frenzy. Because again, I mean, it's like point for point lifted out of Hayek's Road to Serfdom, and particularly chapter 10, Why the Worst Get on Top. And it's not just the dictator in chief. It's this mob. The frenetic, psychotic, histrionic mob. So, you know, how do you create this group? And that's when he says there are three main reasons why such a numerous and strong group with fairly homogeneous views is not likely to be formed from the best, but rather the worst elements of any society. The best elements are not out crusading for this kind of stuff. You know, I saw a Duke University video earlier today. Think tanky people are at it again. Media briefing, George Floyd, police conduct and protests across America, Duke University. Think tanky, here's how we should proceed forward. Opportunists. The good folks that we should be hearing from are too good-natured and properly oriented to be out participating in this kind of nonsense. You're not going to find them making Facebook videos and participating in think tanky roundtable discussions or things like that. They're probably smart enough to have their televisions turned off. We played the video, Austin Fletcher's interviews of folks in Los Angeles, downtown Los Angeles, after things happened yesterday. And there was the one gentleman I mentioned. And if you didn't know that he was sitting in a lawn chair in downtown Los Angeles, what most people would call homeless, you know, if you were just listening to him, you would think, wow, he's the most, I would say, you know, just listening, wow, this guy's the most sane, reasonable voice in the discussion. People are getting all freaked out saying, we need this, we need that. These things are rights. This is, you know, we demand this, we demand that. This gentleman is just sitting in his lawn chair relaxed, I'm pretty sure that if we compared the lists of wants and needs, what he would put on that list and what just about anybody else in this country would put on that list, they would be vastly different lists, dramatically different lists. Pretty sure universal health care is not on this guy's list. I could be wrong. List of rights, wants, and needs. So there is a perspective shift. The winds of change are blowing. We're running red line, in danger of victimizing ourselves. And this quote, you know, the more we fight or defend a side in the dialectic, the more we help the planners. If this was chess, we'd be in check. Better make our next move a good one, something new and authentic, because anything to do with anything we do within the dialectic, in other words, the Rand Corporation game theory maze, choose your own simulation maze, will put us in checkmate. And I really do think that it's that. It's choose your own simulation maze. When you look at people grabbing bricks and people commenting on social media and saying, you know, it's like grabbing life things or whatever in a video game. Exactly. It's a choose your own adventure simulation. It's LARPing, I would say. And some folks have even commented on that. I think Jason Goodman may have done a video on that. LARPing, you know? Live action role play or live action choose your own adventure simulation play. But if it becomes real and it has real consequences and we're not driven by emotion and hysterics and hysteria and all these kinds of things, then, you know, maybe we have a chance of de-escalating things. But I think the escalation is planned, and not just to hand America over or up to, so to speak, an international governing body. That's definitely in the works, but I don't think that's the end-all be-all. And we really are disoriented in the fashion that Yuri Bezmenov talked about. And if you go back and listen to Bezmenov's interview with J. Edward Griffin and some of the talks that he gave, he mentioned back in that interview with Griffin in 1984, already Bezmenov said that phase one had been accomplished in the four-step plan of ideological subversion. Demoralization, I think, is step one, or phase one. Had already been, and he said it takes 15 to 20 years. It's already been going on for decades, he said. I think he said like the past 35 years or something. That was 1984. You know, you look at these college campuses these days, kids have no idea who they are, what they believe, what they stand for, no foundation. Which, I mean, by and large, there are exceptions. You know, go watch, speaking of that, and Austin Fletcher, go watch some of his videos on his channel, Fleckus Talks. Kids on USC campus who can't recite the Pledge of Allegiance. And I would say they should not only know it, but they should know its roots. The nationalistic tendencies that gave the world Nazi Germany and fascist Italy. Why they called, you know, the Bellamy salute was, you know, Sieg Heil. We should all know that. It's history. It really happened. Who was Francis Bellamy? Who was Edward Bellamy? What was the significance of looking backward? 2018-87. What was the significance of the group that he was a part of, Fabian Society? How has it influenced and shaped life in America, even to this day? It's history. It happened. When you try to go find the etymology of certain words, there is this just crushing effort, it seems to me, to really wipe away all history, online in particular. Why is that? Why can't you find the etymology of anything anywhere? And why that would be important, I think specifically, at least in one sense, is because then you could see all of the shifts and the corresponding ideological shifts with each etymological or each change in definition and meaning and intent and all those kinds of things. The subversion of the Tavistock Institute and so forth. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
till at last.
Welcome back. Before I forget, Kenneth Feinberg was who I was thinking about as we went out yesterday. Whenever Kenneth Feinberg shows up, beware. And you know, so he never met a victim's compensation fund he didn't like, right? And you know, similarly, when Boulay insider Ben Crump or Michael Baden show up, beware. But when they both show up, run. And you know, so they're both involved. Ben Crump is the attorney for the family, apparently, and that reminds me of, you know, the situation with the Seth Rich family. Are people held hostage by these attorneys sometimes? I don't know. Anyway, or you know, in by a cabal, you know, we've basically, they have a gag order placed on them, and what the public hears is, well, no, the family has asked me to speak. I don't know. There are many ways to manipulate people, which was why I was reading that first part of the timeline from the Synagogue of Satan, because, you know, talks about that. Anyway, that's, Ben Crump is an interesting character. You know, anytime anything happens, Ben Crump to the rescue. Anytime there's a high profile situation of a particular nature, you know, Trayvon Martin, Michael Brown, you know, these kinds of things every time. And he brags on their website, the Benjamin Crump Social Justice Institute. And like Jason Goodman asked, who is he talking to? I forget. He said, you know, do you have an institute? I don't have an institute. Do you? On the Institute's website, Benjamin Crump brags himself a life member and chairman of the Grand Tribunal of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity, Inc. Life member of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. That's interesting. Seems like a conflict of interest. And a member of Sigma Pi Phi Boulay and the Michael R. Moore Lodge 764 PHA Free and Accepted Masons. There's, you know, probably nothing to see there, but it's interesting. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.